one of my favorite stories to tell. So I was a forensic chemist at the Drug Enforcement Administration. And one of our jobs, in addition to analyzing all of these samples, we had to volunteer in the community. I was asked to go to a local school. The partnership between the DEA and the elementary school had formed 3 years ago, but there had never been anybody over there to just show up. So they sent me over there as the representative. So my first day, my first week at the school, it was really trite. Do your homework, listen to your teachers, don't do drugs. And that was like a little weird because these kids had no idea of what science was. They had no idea who a scientist was. And so going from 1 hour a week became 1 day a week. And then that became multiple days a week. So I found myself wanting to go to the school versus going to my job. So one day my boss called me in the office and that was the day I knew I was going to get fired. So we go through this and he's asking me, why am I doing this? Why don't I do the work that I've been served to do? So we're going through this and he said, well, I want to tell you that I've nominated you for an administrator's award. And that's the highest award that the DEA gives one of its employees. Normally it's given to an agent who, you know, has confiscated a certain amount of drugs, or it's given to a chemist who has analyzed a very new strain of a type of chemical, type of drug. Well, I got it because of community service. And so here I was, I have a degree in chemistry and I'm working for one of the highest federal agencies where I can use my chemistry background, and I'm getting an award for doing work in the community. Like, what the heck is that? So as I walked up to get my award, there was something that I felt leaving me, and that what I call it now is that energy that leaving me was what setting me up to do the work that I'm doing now. I got the award in April of that year. And in August of that year, I started teaching and I haven't turned back, because for me, it was important to make sure that the kids knew what a scientist was. They didn't know what a scientist was. How could I be going to work every day as a scientist and students not know what science is and who a scientist? They couldn't call one. They didn't know Albert Einstein. They didn't even know Amelia Earhart. This idea of who and what a scientist is and what the field of science is was foreign to them. And so being able to engage them, I feel that was my call to action. I really am intentional about making sure that they can see science in their everyday experiences. And when I teach students who come from different backgrounds, well, more socioeconomic backgrounds, I try to impart everyday science. And for the sake of the conversation, I'm going to use the term blue collar science. And that is looking at science in your everyday community. So you get your nails done. There's a whole lot of chemistry going on in the color pattern, the glue that's used. If you get your eyebrows waxed, why you have to use a certain kind of wax. Why is it not candle wax? Why is it soy wax? I mean, there's so many opportunities to teach science. We often think that they have to be researchers or they have to be physicians, but there are so many other science opportunities that exist that are often, not looked at. What I want students to walk away with is this idea of the diversity of science. So truly this, if you see it, you can be it, goes for me beyond race and gender. It truly goes beyond diversity of career options. And so the scientists are not just physicians. The scientists are not just researchers. There's a plethora of options. And so when you look at their titles, it doesn't just say scientist. It says the what the work is. And for many kids, no matter where your background is, they might not have ever heard that before. And so the curiosity, like, whoa, what does a large carnivore ecologist do? I want to do that. That really becomes a thing now. And, you know, it's like, whoa, you are a game technician. So that means you get to play games all day. I want to do that too. It's not just the S, the T, the E, and the M. So for me, it's the diversity of content, and it builds upon what kids already know, and it expands their minds, because I believe if you can imagine it, you can't create what you cannot imagine. So they now have the opportunity to imagine themselves truly being this, because this creation has a physical representation of that thing that they could possibly become.